On this episode of the Missouri Review Podcast, we'll be listening to Rachel Hannell's Smoke Rings, the winner of the Voice Only Creative Nonfiction category in our 2008 audio-video competition. Rachel Hannell is a writer and college instructor in Madison Lake, Minnesota. Smoke Rings is an excerpt from her memoir in progress, We'll Be the Last Ones to Let You Down, about growing up as a gravedigger's daughter in Minnesota.
Smoke Rings by Rachel Hannell. If I pestered Dad long enough, I could get him to blow smoke rings, but never when Mom was around. If I asked in her presence, she pursed her lips and narrowed her eyes at me, then at Dad. He silently shook his head. So I learned to ask when we were alone. His office was a good spot, secluded from Mom and the rest of the house. He sat on a stool, intent on a game of solitaire, his AM radio filling the room with news and sports chatter, maybe polka music from KDHL and Faribault. A cigarette dangled loosely from between his lips as he shuffled cards and laid them down. I was intrigued by the way he could puff without hands, whether playing solitaire or trimming around headstones in the cemeteries he took care of, or shoveling dirt out of a grave. "Blow a smoke ring," I said. He shook his head. He knew he was supposed to be a good role model. Smoking should not be fun. You should not be able to do fun things with smoke. What would that teach me, blowing smoke rings into the air? What kind of beast might he unleash? I asked again. "Please? Just one." He looked me in the eye and cocked an eyebrow. I smiled and nodded in encouragement. He sighed. I could be a pest, begging and whining to get my way. The pace at which Dad eventually gave in was determined by how quickly he wanted me out of his hair. "All right," he grumbled. I held my breath in anticipation, intent on his face, not wanting to miss a moment. He took the cigarette from his lips, studied it between two fingers, and brought it back to his mouth. After a long inhale, his lips formed an O. I could see his tongue working, the tip protruding, like the head of a turtle coming out of its shell. The smoke was his snake. He was the charmer bending it to his will. With the lightest exhale imaginable, one poof. He released the ring. It gently escaped his mouth in a perfect circle and floated for seconds to the ceiling, where it seemed to pause before breaking and dissipating. 2, 3, 4 more came out of his mouth in orderly fashion. "Cool," I said. "Do it again." The cigarette was still long, plenty more inhales and exhales left on it. He shook his head. "No, that's it." And he went back to playing solitaire. I left his office, wondering how much time had to pass, days, weeks, before I could ask him again and he would do it. I took a drag off my first cigarette in high school, about a year after Dad died. So this is how he felt, I thought. This is how he inhaled and exhaled through 40 cigarettes a day for 30 years. There was something soothing about this act, about watching the plume of smoke float high above me, going up, up somewhere, until it disappeared. 18 years later, I still occasionally smoke. A marathon runner and cyclist, I'm an unlikely smoker. But with that first inhale, I'm with Dad. After a night at a bar, when I lift smoke-filled clothes into the washing machine, I'm transported back to my childhood house, back to the closet where I inhaled Dad's clothes after he died, trying to sculpt a ghost from a scent. I'm reluctant to sever that connection. Besides, I don't think I can stop smoking until I can blow smoke rings.
Thanks for listening to the Missouri Review Podcast. We'll have more winning entries from our audio-video competition coming up in future podcasts, so check back soon or subscribe to our podcast via iTunes or whatever digital media management software you prefer. Also, submissions are now open for our annual Editor's Prize contest. You can get full guidelines and submit online at our website, www.missourireview.com. Thanks for listening.